for Targets. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Sunny Side. We've come to the final hour on the conversation for today. It's the Friday edition of the show. The weekend is just beginning. I mean, it just feels unfair that you just resumed from a very long weekend and now here you are with another weekend. I mean, if you had like a 4-day weekend, it's only rational that you get to work on a Saturday. I know I'm looking for trouble, but I'm just kidding. Welcome back to the show. I'm Gabriella. Now, let's talk about the influence of music artists in politics. One of the trending personalities right now has to be Nollywood actress Funke Akindele, who is a running mate for one of the governorship candidates in Lagos State. And I mean, just over the night, she was in the news yet again for another interesting conversation she had on a television interview. But that is besides the point. I just thought to put that out there. But the focus really is on music artists who endorse political candidates of whatever level, be it governorship, presidency, you name it. I'll tell you why this is a conversation. Music star Davido recently came under heat for coming out to openly support his uncle who is running for governorship in Osun State. And lots of people were saying, oh, it's because it's his uncle, that's why he's supporting, not because he's a credible candidate. This is not the first time that Davido in particular is coming out to endorse his uncle who ran for the previous election 4 years ago, and even though he did not win at the time. But here he is again. I saw a video where Davido was performing and also speaking at one of the campaign grounds where his uncle present, and you know, went on and on and on, and people just went online, you know, talking about the fact that, oh, should family precede a credible candidate for governorship? I mean, what if his uncle is not the right candidates to come out to win the elections as the next governor of the state? What if there is someone who is more credible? What if there is someone who is more qualified? You know, just because he's your family, you then support him, you know. And so that's been an ongoing, I was still up until this morning reading up, you know, reactions to that. It's an ongoing conversation online. Nigerians just airing their thoughts and saying, oh, I don't see anything wrong in him coming out to support his family. That's what any rational person should do with such influence that he has, you know. And so it's okay. But on the other hand, away from the family, this one has nothing to do with family at all. I would call him a controversial music artist, Portable, the Zazu crooner. He was seen endorsing a certain presidential candidate, and he was seen at the campaign ground. I mean, I saw lots of pictures, I saw videos of this young man, and I've been reading reactions just about how people are saying, how does this guy's brand, how does this musician's brand, you know, impact on the message you're trying to sell as an incumbent, you know, or rather, pardon me, as someone who is campaigning for a certain office? Are you sure you're not doing yourself a disservice by choosing such a music artist, you know, to be your, to endorse you, as it were? And Nigerians have been talking about the fact that, okay, you want to run for office, so we understand. Oh, you want influence, you want to gather, you know, that level of credibility from the grassroots, from people who are already fans of these music stars. But don't you think you're going too far? I was reading up someone's reaction to this, and the person was talking about how the political battle between celebrities who have, you know, taken interest in politics or campaigning for their favorite politician who's vying for whatever office has taken a very interesting turn. And his question was, do they really have an influence on the voters? And I thought that was a very interesting question to ask, because when you actually get to think about it, if you get a public figure, you get a music artist to come endorse and say, oh, I am supporting so candidate, let us vote for him, does that automatically translate to the voters choosing to vote for you just because their music artist, their favorite music star, has endorsed you? Does it actually translate to votes at the end of the day? That's on one hand. On the other hand, when it comes down to the brand, again, I don't want this to look like it's like I'm taking a swipe at any music artist in particular, but there was a question of the certain brand that was endorsing a political candidate. I mean, we all know what his brand is. We all know the personality that comes with his music act, you know, and having to bring that to the table, having to bring that to the campaign ground and in full display of who you are as a music act, you go on to say, let's vote for this person. I don't know. I'm trying so hard not to make it seem as though I'm you know, taking a swipe at anybody. I'm not. But when it comes down to it, these are questions that a lot of people would ask. What message are you preaching? What are you trying to say to the people? Are you endorsing a certain kind of lifestyle? That is on another hand. Now, the main crux of the conversation on this hour is, how does a musician's influence actually impact the results of an election? So if your favorite music star, let's assume that your favorite music star of all time would be Beyonce. If Beyonce came out tomorrow to say, I am endorsing, who now? I don't want to use any parties, candidates as an example, you know. I'm endorsing Mr. Emmanuel of the DDD party. Nigerians, vote for Mr. Emmanuel as your next president. Are you saying because Beyonce has come out to endorse Mr. Emmanuel of the DDD party, you're going to automatically want to vote for him? I want you to think about that critically. Because you would, that in the answer would lie the rationale behind having music artists, as a matter of fact, having celebrities endorse their choice political candidates, as it were. Do you think that because Beyonce has endorsed anyone, as a fan, you are obliged to? You say, no, I can't be disobedient to my mentor. I need to vote for who Beyonce says I should vote for. And then you go cast your vote and you vote for, not because you like the person, not because you believe in the person, not because you think that the person is going to deliver on their deliverables as they have promised during their campaigns, but because Davido said it, or because Wizkid said it, or because Burna Boy says we should vote for Mr. Emmanuel, you decide, oh, let's all vote for Mr. Emmanuel. Is that how that works? And how does a musician's influence actually affect the results of an election, if at all? Let's talk about this, people. What are your thoughts when it comes to endorsing political candidates, especially as a music artist? The numbers to call are 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003. You can also call 0817 923 0007 or 0817 923 0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809 030 6416, 0809 030 6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook and on Twitter. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH, and on Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info PH. Keep your calls as succinct as possible and go straight to the point. Good afternoon, you're welcome. You're welcome. Go ahead.
Musical artists and succinct candidates go a long way to give that candidate a vote. That forgets music is the issue of the soul, and there is a narrative in it. So the mere fact that these artists have endorsed this candidate gives him a cutting edge to that election. His followers have no choice than to support. He is a believer. As I build that niche he has built for himself, they tend to follow what their inspiration has to call them. Music artists have been used as a tie vote. I think Andrew's show was last week. He had to feature Michael Jackson and Bob Marley. A tough option. But look at all those who voted for Michael Jackson on that show against the love of Bob Marley. But because at open, their candidate is at stake. They have to vote for the person. So these good ideas are used as the Bible. And to a large extent, they build a corporation, they build a mindset for the follower to also vote for that their candidate, which they endorse.
All right, Mrs. Ayan, thank you very much for your thoughts. Good afternoon. Oh, please do also call back. Once again, the numbers are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Please turn off your radio.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I actually visited the conversation, but I don't see anything wrong there. It's formed by the news, like maybe when the campaign or the person is on school. I don't really see anything wrong there. And the main thing at it is not the business of anybody. That business belongs to them. So if anybody is maybe angry of what the guy is doing, I think that one is left for the person. So they should just leave him alone. So that man has passed to this business.
I'm not sure I understand what you're saying, but thank you for calling regardless. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Collins. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, celebrities, musicians, in quotes, they are like an institution. They have so many followers. I don't know if you can remember during NSAS protest, they were the ones that were fueling the protest.
Mm.
And maybe to
were championing, rather.
So we so much believe in them. Anything they say, that is what we do. Thank you.
Anything they say, that's what you do. Does that go beyond your personal beliefs and your personal sentiments? Should anything your favorite music star says, should that be what you do? Huh? Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Cole.
Mr.
Yes, music artists have a way of influencing the followers, because some followers can do whatever they see the artist do. The artist wear designer clothes today, they want to wear. But Nigeria has passed that stage. The state we find ourselves now is a state where before you follow the person that the music artists have identified himself, they must watch very closely and know that this person have the quality, have track record, have done it before. Maybe local level. Before you begin to think about following the person, he cannot, because of Michael Jackson, have identified himself to a Satan. Then he went and robbed the attempt there. I think that is not a state Nigeria have find himself right now. We must watch closely and know who that musician have identified himself with.
All right, Mr. Port, thank you for your thoughts. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Okay. So, like, the talent of artists or the minds of the public is very strong. Because, as you see, like, example you gave, you're making of Beyonce, for example. Beyonce has a strong influence on her fans. And there are so many people who don't have yet made a strong decision, which their decision lies on a little small trigger on them with what they follow, what they believe on, and what they like could influence their decision concerning a certain thing.
All right, we'll take a very quick break at this time, and the conversation will continue right after the break. Don't go away.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter.
as long as it still remains an egg. On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to The Conversation, people. I am Gabriella. We have 25 minutes on the clock. We're talking about the influence of music artists, especially in Nigerian political space and sphere. When it comes to political campaigns, we get to see the uprising of music stars, you know, Nollywood actors and actresses, celebrities, public personalities endorsing their choice, you know, political candidates. But we're streamlining the conversation down to music artists specifically, and that is because in Osun State, it was a very interesting turn of events as Davido, a music star, was seen endorsing and supporting and campaigning for his uncle, who is also running for the gubernatorial race in Osun State for his own party. And on the other hand, we did see another music star, Portable, the Zazu, the Zeh Kruna, and anything else is called, you know, also endorsing his own candidate for that, his party. And there's been a conversation about, oh, what really is the impact of music artists and how they and who they choose to endorse when it comes to political campaigns? Does their choice influence the votes? The votes of their fans. So if Davido comes out to say, I'm endorsing this person, does that automatically equate to Davido's fans coming out to their polling units to vote for Davido's choice? Is that how it works? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. We're streaming live on Facebook and on Twitter. On Facebook, it's at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. And we're also on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Oh, apologies. Please do also call back. I remember that when you call it in, you need to turn on the volume on your radio. We've got a comment on Facebook, though. Damien Hebrakase says, if it's for the sake of seeing the country move to a greater height, if that is the main motive for which they're doing it, rather than for self-gain, I think it is a good move. All right. Thank you for sharing, Damien. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. The visual from Lagos.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, if the candidate is credible enough, of course, I'll, if I'm a fan of any musician, I'll equally follow suit. I'll vote for
it. Just because your favorite star is endorsing them?
No, not just because of that. If the profile of the candidate in question is credible enough, of course, I can follow suit.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. Good afternoon. Oh, we lost that call. Please do also call back 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. And well, from Port Harcourt says, the truth is only bandwagoners, that is people who follow the crowd, only gullible electorates are being influenced by a celebrity endorsing a politician. If actually the celebrities will tell us why they want us to vote their candidate and what the candidate can offer, then we can vote or reconsider our decision, not coming to sing and dance for us. It's quite unfortunate that some idealize celebrities to the extreme. Some feel that for the fact that someone is popular musically or in the music industry, or in the movie industry, then they know it all and they are always right. That's why they also take any meaningless quote and advise these celebrities to bring to the table. And well, thank you for sharing your thoughts. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, I can hear you. Hello?
Oh, can you hear?
Oh dear, the line is breaking. I can't make out what you're saying. Please do also call back. On WhatsApp, Joe. Joe says, you know Nigerian celebrities are only working for the money they are paid. He says, what do they really know? Are you serious? I don't know. Now you're telling me. Let's see. This here says there is always self-gain involved, so people should have strength of their own convictions, else they'll be swept away by any doctrine. Meanwhile, visibility is not always rightness, and fame is not proof of common sense. I tell people the only human being on the planet whose expectations that I be a role model to their child is reasonable is the person I agreed to have the child with. Esther Etem sent that in. Thank you very much, Esther. And someone sent a voice note. I can't listen to your voice note. Please do also text. Send in your comment via chat, all right? So do that to our WhatsApp number. Thank you, Esther Etem, for your thoughts. Appreciate that. The numbers once again to call are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. So if these music stars do not have that level of influence, it's one thing to have that influence, to pull in the numbers, you have the music artist star fans, you know, singing about it, talking about, oh, okay, Davido is actually endorsing this person. It's another thing to actually go to your polling unit and vote your music star's choice. So if we're now saying that, oh, it doesn't always translate, I mean, one person called to say yes, he would, even though if the candidates, you know, seemed like they knew what they were doing. But is that ever enough? So I think about it, and I think about all the elections, the past elections we've had in Nigeria, at least in very recent time, in the past election, you know, 4 years ago and 3 years ago, actually, and the one before that. When you want to think about, you know, how music artists played a role, you would find that It's not a new phenomenon. I mean, before now in the elections, we see public figures, we see, you know, public popular famous personalities, we see entertainment stars, we see music stars, we see film stars who come out to endorse their choice candidates. So if that has never really translated to votes, why is it such a key area or a key part of the campaign process in Nigeria? Why is it still such a big deal? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This is
welcome.
Abba. Well, the candidate.
Oh no, please call back. I apologize for that. Must have been the network. If you're having difficulty reaching me via the phone lines, you can send a message on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And I was asking, really, why is it still a huge part of our political campaigns in Nigeria? Does that then mean that there might be some level of influence that we're not even ready to admit just yet? And if that be the case, if these music stars have a level of influence on the votes on the day of the election, where then does the freedom to exercise my human rights, to exercise my fundamental right to choose my choice leader. Where does that leave me and that right? Is this not another way of disenfranchising people from choosing their own leaders? Huh? Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
My name is Ike. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead. Oh, apologies for that. Please do all to call back. Good afternoon.
Hello.
You're welcome.
Yes, I'm Sergio. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. I can hear you.
Yes, my issue is that it's not because of the, you know, it's not because of the, but you know, like the, am I going to put it? It's not of issue of to follow someone. It's now Nigeria supposed to know what they do. Supposed to go to direct candidate. Better in Nigeria because of the condition that we have now. We know that everything is high now. So we all focus a good one that you will change the economy of this Nigeria and make you to become, you know, bright. Because thing is having, you know, heart in Nigeria people. So we cannot follow and do wrong. We must focus our right hand to vote so that we can get a good thing tomorrow. That is what I want to say.
Thank you very much for sharing. I totally agree with you, because when you think about it, you want to begin to ask certain questions. I mean, while you were speaking, I was just thinking in my head, I'm like, you know what, could it maybe be, again, thinking about why, you know, certain people might want to explain music stars endorsing, you know, political candidates away. You might want to say, oh, the fans may trust these music stars to have done their research, asked the right questions, looked through all the candidates available running for that office, and in choosing the one to endorse and support, they have chose right. So if there are three people vying for that office, and of the three, your music star chooses one, you say, okay, maybe my music star has, because my music star is such a great person, he has looked at the other two and seen that those two are not credible. So I trust my music star's choice. Is that the case? Or would you, like some of the comments on WhatsApp have said and suggested, do you think it's a case of who has paid the most? So because, okay, you have received some money to endorse me, you decide to endorse me because you have been paid. Is that the case? Which is it for you? Huh? Which is it for you? And where does that leave the average Nigerian who is just looking to vote in the right leader for them and their families? Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello?
Apologies for that. Please do all to call back on WhatsApp at 0809-030-6416. Do all to send in your comments as well as on WhatsApp. This here says, if Davido and his uncle were just ordinary people and ordinary people who was contesting and campaigning for, would you have asked this question? Whether it's the campaigning of Davido to his uncle, if it's based on credibility or for family's sake. Well, here's the thing: it wasn't just Davido in this case. I also made reference to music star Portable, who is also endorsing and supporting the opposition party in Osun State. So it's not just Davido and his uncle scenario. It's literally music artists. This is not the first time. We've had music stars who came out to endorse certain presidential candidates, certain governorship candidates for the elections, whether they won or not, but they came out to endorse them and said, this is my own choice and I need you to vote for so and so person because he's the one who's going to take us to the promised land. That has happened several times. So it doesn't even matter if it's Davido, if it's Wizkid, if it's Burna Boy, if it's Adekunle Gold. It doesn't matter. As a public figure, as a music star, coming out to say, okay, this is a man I want to vote, or this is who I'm going to vote, he's my choice. Does that translate to more votes for that candidate from that music star's fans? That really is the conversation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
When I told him, like, you know, I'm calling for my wife. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. So what I'm saying is, you know, some people actually influence. I think the, you know, I mean, the stars of the public figures, you know. And sometimes they follow them sheepishly, you know, without even thinking about what they can bring to the table, you know. For example, Muslim ones, who are not yet experienced, you know, can just follow around. But as a majority, you know, sit down and look at the candidate. But I mean, I brought before you put your bet aside on to cast your vote. So that's the issue. Actually, if you know you want to pull them along, and that also influence the sort of or the result or the of that kind of point. So that's the issue.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing. We do have a comment on WhatsApp. Let's see. And on WhatsApp, this is from Matthew Ebube Jonathan from Ikodi. He says, Davido endorsing his uncle will go a long way in helping his uncle, though not all his fans will vote him, because we're talking about political parties here. Some of his fans are not in his uncle's party, and some will not abandon their political party for another. Matthew, thank you very much for your thoughts. This year says, just like Esther Etim says, there is always one gain or the other involved, though. Forget all our music stars. There is money in the bank already. That's why they do what they do. I see. Do you agree with that narrative? Good afternoon.
Hello, Gabriela. Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Hello. Hello, Gabriela.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a society. My name is Manny Rupana, playing from Port Harcourt.
Go ahead.
Society is labeled by influencers and opinion leaders. If two sitters are coming to Gabriela and her friend, you know, maybe has been taken out by one of the sitters with Gabriela and be given a sumptuous dinner, and the other person is not probably known to your friend, I'm sure the influence of your friend's opinion will go a long way in helping you take a decision. So when you see even churches calling people like Frank Edwards to come and perform, you find that at the end of altar call, because these are crowd pullers, at the end of the altar call, you find 1,000 people may answer the altar call, and then eventually harvest up to 40 or 50% of that number. So you have crowd pullers, you have influencers. Even if Adeleke was not his uncle, and you know, Davido was invited to play for Adeleke, people, because of Davido's popularity, will attend the occasion, and eventually some people, you know, will begin to have an opinion, a good opinion, a positive opinion about a particular candidate. So, in summary, I want to say that there are opinion leaders, there are influencers in society, and these influencers go a long way in you know, helping or convincing people to take decisions which affect them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So they basically would act as influencers. And you know what influencers do? Literally, as the word implies, influences people's choices and decisions. So you are not necessarily, and I'm going to mention something after this, but you're not necessarily telling people what to do. You're literally influencing their choice. So maybe through your influence, you get them to choose your choice. Which is good, which is okay. You're not hurting anyone. But like some of the callers have already said, I would vote whoever he's endorsing because he's my favorite music star. I mean, that is more, that is deeper than just at the influencer level. Because again, you would want to consider, you would want to consider Mr. Emmanuel, who's running for governorship for the for River State under the DPP party. You would want to consider him because, oh, my favorite music style came out to endorse him. Are you sure? Let me even listen to Emmanuel and hear what he sounds like. That is influence. You're literally leveraging your influence on your fans. But when it, that's on one hand. On the other hand, people are saying, oh, wow, you mean Davido endorsed this Mr. Emmanuel? That's the end. I'm going to vote Mr. Emmanuel. Without having to go learn about Mr. Emmanuel, without having to go listen to Mr. Emmanuel speak, without knowing what Mr. Emmanuel is bringing to the table as River State governor, without even getting interested, you don't even ask. You have made up your mind blindly to vote in him because your favorite star is endorsing him, which I think is a very tiny line. One healthy and the other obviously not. So influence is good, but should that influence be brought into politics? Seeing that the way politics is wired, the way political campaigns are wired, it doesn't allow for a healthy consideration when it comes to your level of influence. You can influence me to buy a car. You can influence me to buy a new brand of my favorite drink. You know, you could influence me to get new hair. You could influence me to, you know, get into your school, the school you're promoting. That's there's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to a political office holder, who's going to be my leader, who's going to determine the quality of life I live, the income I earn, the value of that income, the safety of my children's lives and their property, their future, should that influence come to play when it comes to this? Should it? We have very limited time, so let's keep the conversation going. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. On WhatsApp, it's 08090-30-6416. We're streaming live on Facebook as well, on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. God's Power on WhatsApp says, good afternoon, dear presenter. For the matter on the front burner right now, that you are a musician, cannot woo anybody to vote into office. Those who were bent to milk this country to death.
Hello.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Good afternoon, Belinda. My name is Sonny. I'm calling you from Nune, Port Harcourt. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. I can hear you.
At this point in time, Nigerians should have grown tired of suffering. Our problem is that we are too lazy to research on our own. Most of these politicians, we know them, we know they are presidents. We are supposed to, on our own, decide who will be our leader. Calling a musician onto a campaign ground, I see it as just a gimmick to attract crowds. Most people who go there go because of the musicians, to see the musicians. When you go there, enjoy the music, go home and do your own research. I'm not blaming the leader for supporting his uncle. That's what he should do. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. We'll take a final caller, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. A final caller. Good afternoon, you're welcome. All right. Apologies for that. I guess we lost that. So we'll just wrap up the conversation now. Again, like I already said, I think I've literally said the most of the things I would like to say when it comes to this. When it comes to influence is good. You know, everything has its own, you know, extremities, but influence generally is good. You know, when you want to influence people, I mean, that's why agencies, companies, they always look for influencers they can work with, because they want more patronage. They want people to know about them. They want people to trust their products or their services. And so they get credible, they get influencers that have that wide reach, that have already garnered the level of trust they are looking for from the populace over time. And they, you know, get them to under contract influence for their products and their services. And so when an influencer comes and says, oh, come and buy my crayfish, if you buy this crayfish of Mr. A's company, your food is going to be very sweet, you would find that people are patronizing off of the trust on the influencer to start with. That is good. Influence me to get new pairs of glasses. Influence me to buy a new wristwatch. Influence me to eat more jollof rice from your food vendor. All of that is great. But when it comes to politics, should we also now be influencing for politics? Should we also be influencing for who the next governor or president of our leader should be? Should our leaders now be a product of influence? That's a very interesting question, because just last night, people were already reacting to Funke Akindele, who is running mate to a gubernatorial candidate for the Lagos state elections that are coming up next year. And she was the presenter on the television interview was asking, what obviously do you bring to the table? And she was saying, oh, he has the numbers, I have the numbers. And the presenter was asking, how do you mean? And she says, I have, you know, quite the number of followers on Instagram, on social media. With over 20 million followers on social media, she felt confident in the fact that, yes, I have the numbers and I'm going to win the election. Or we stand a chance, at least. So, is that what we should make of elections now? Or of our political campaign processes now? Should it be based off of influence? So because a person, a Nollywood star, has influence, quote and unquote, you decide, come and endorse me. Shouldn't it be based on your capacity to perform in office? Shouldn't it be based off of credibility? What happened to all the virtues we look out for in a leader? I mean, it's as though ethnicity, ethnic divide and religion is no longer enough of a problem. We're now deciding to add influence to that mix. I think if we get back to the table, if we get back to the drawing board rather, and begin to retrace our steps to the things that really matter, to the things that really count, to the virtue and the capacity that we seek in a leader, then and only then can we begin to choose in a very logical manner the right leaders. I drop my thoughts here. Have a great weekend. I am Gabriella.